Hello, Kelly here. This is the sensory observation meditation activity audio. So this is important because when you're connecting with a space, connecting with nature, really any space, it's really great to sit with that space a moment. It allows you to feel comfortable, to acclimate. It helps us to just feel our position in that space, our role in that space, and get used to what's happening around. And then we can feel a little more creative once we feel comfortable. So when you're out nature journaling in the world, find a spot in the space where you can sit for a few minutes. You know, sensory observation meditations can be as long as you like them to be, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, but just somewhere where you can feel comfortable. Bring your journal. If it's in your yard, you could bring a chair. You can sit on the ground, whatever the space calls for, whatever seems appropriate. During this time, let go of expectations and responsibilities. Try to let go of any perceived blocks against this space. Sometimes when getting started doing this can feel more like a demand than an opportunity. Like it's hard work to concentrate the mind on a space. So take some deep breaths. Spend a few minutes just observing the environment quietly. Just sitting and being, not being attached to it being perfect. It's okay if lawnmowers go by or airplanes fly overhead. You probably just heard that one here. Or if it gets windy or there's people, that's fine. So once you feel comfortable and at ease in the space, you'll start focusing on your different senses. We'll be sort of isolating them and observing with them. So eyes closed, 3 deep, slow breaths. And we'll begin focusing on the eyes. So deep breath in, opening the eyes, and look around the space. Do you see any interesting features, nooks, shady, sunny areas at that time of day? Are there any plants that catch your eye or groups of interesting insects? Examine the layout and the flow of the area. Is any portion of the space especially beautiful to you? Do you see areas where there are unique plays of light and shadow? Where can you imagine yourself in this space? Breathing deeply. And spend a few minutes observing this space. And closing the eyes, taking 3 deep breaths, bring your awareness into your sense of smell. The sense of smell is extremely powerful for triggering memory. What do you smell in this space? Flowers, compost, cars, popcorn. Depending on where you are, you could smell any of these things. As your eyes stay closed or gently relaxed, and you breathe deeply, see if you can isolate the smells and name them in your mind. Start to seek more subtle smells. Hints of spring on the wind, whispers of rain coming. Breathing slowly and deeply through the nose, if possible, to get the best sensory input. And do this for a few minutes, relaxing into all the different smells that will come to you in one space. Then bringing the awareness back to the mind, breathe 3 deep breaths. And bring your awareness into your ears. What do you hear? But actually listen. Birds, traffic, a playground, insects, lawnmowers, dogs barking, water. Breathe deeply and focus on all the sounds, leaves rustling, and then bring the awareness back to the mind. Take 3 deep breaths and bring your awareness into your skin, our largest sensory organ, our largest organ. And how does this space feel to you, physically and emotionally? Does it feel too hot at that time of day to really feel like journaling, or just right? Is the space windy or still? Are bugs biting you? Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel peaceful and calm? Have you begun to feel a connection to this space, or does it still feel foreign to you? And think about that. Think about feeling is not just that the rock underneath you is cold or hard, but that emotional feeling you get in the space as well. So the physical feelings and the emotional feelings are equally as important. And if you happen to be in a vegetable garden, you can then bring your awareness through 3 cleansing deep breaths to the tongue. And if you want to pick a few herbs or pick a few peas, pop a few cherry tomatoes, that is definitely a possibility to engage that sense of taste. If you're not in a vegetable garden and maybe somewhere private and feel like having a little fun, you could actually stick your tongue out and see if you can taste anything in the air like snake. But in public places, you may not want to be sticking your tongue out. So once you've been through the senses, bringing the awareness back to the mind, closing or relaxing the eyes, taking 3 slow, deep breaths, and then opening the eyes, getting up, and take a few minutes to walk around the space, investigating anything of interest that you discovered while isolating your senses. Interact with the space using your senses, touching, tasting herbs if you're in a garden, for say, looking under rocks, smelling flowers, reaching up to feel the sturdiness of a low tree branch, testing out any seating options available, poking around. Let your curiosity shine through. Does anything in this space strike any memories that connect you with nature from times in your life past? What about childhood memories? Try to remember how you felt as a child when making that nature memory, and you can use it as a bridge to connect you to this new space. And once you've really felt like you've connected with the space, then something will surely be popping out and saying, hey, put me in your journal. And that's the time to start journaling. So record your observations, your feelings, your memories, the date, the weather. You may want to add a poem, you know, definitely draw some of these things. You might want to record a list of animals you saw, or sort of an awareness observation of how your mood shifted during this time. If any ideas and inspiration came flooding in, record those to use later. You know, really journal whatever feels right to you at this moment after the sensory observation activity. And remember, this is just for you. Don't worry about spelling or formalities. You're just documenting your feelings and observations within this space. And I recommend doing various, versions of this when you go places. You know, if you're out at a public, event, or I guess we're usually when we're outside, it's in public, but you know, sometimes you may just do something very small and minor. Maybe it's a space you've been to before and you feel very connected. So, you know, sensory observation meditations can be shorter or longer, but they really are awesome to help ground you in nature, in your environment, in your place, build connection. Because when you do them, even in the same place, you'll start noticing the subtleties. You'll start noticing nature's whispers, all the little changes that happen each time you go outside, and how they're there for you to see and to notice and to journal about. So, you know, it's about taking time to see, truly see what's around us. So also, listening to this now, you may want to take it on the recording out with you, but I recommend doing this without an electronic device. So listening to it here, getting a feel for it, and then going out on your own, no phone in hand for once, if possible. So that's an option. Or you could take it and have one ear plug in and one out so you can hear and be connected with the nature, and then just pause it between each sense so you can have your length of time that you're comfortable with to connect. So that's sensory meditation observation. It can be done with journaling. It can be done without journaling. But what it definitely does every time is help open up space for creativity and nature connection to flow into our lives.